Happy Saturday. Yes, it is Saturday, March the 30th, 2019. This is a Grow Great Daily Brief number 178. Don't get used to this. I'm not going to do this every Saturday. I want to talk with you about the Peer Advantage, why it's the greatest opportunity for you to grow. Yesterday, my partner Leo Battari, he posted an article about how a peer group can be a gym for leaders. I'll put a link over in the show notes. Just go to growgreat.com, find episode 178, and I will put a link to Leo's article. Many years ago, Jack Welch was responsible for introducing me to the concept of a business workout. Not that I know Jack personally, but I was honored to meet him one time. I even talked about that in an episode, back in 2015. I'll put a link to that as well if you care to hear that story. GE, Jack Welch's GE's workouts, they involved problem confrontation and change acceleration. Welch wanted to break away from the bureaucracy. And as you can imagine, a conglomerate like GE has bureaucracy. And all the associated behaviors that accompany bureaucracy, those were the things that Welch hated. Instead, he fostered continuous focus, efficient decision-making, and really fast execution. Quite frankly, Welch was, and well, he still is, a speed freak. According to an article published by Booz & Company in 2003, all but 9% of the approved ideas in the workouts that GE performed through those years were followed through on. Now, getting to the heart of the matter, in fast order was a major objective. Speed kills. Welch knew this. His workout idea took form in 1987, and it was incorporated into the fabric of GE up until the time that he walked out the door in 2002. And not that it died there, it didn't. It continued on. I bring up the GE workout because it's why the Peer Advantage is the greatest opportunity for you to grow your business, your leadership, and your life. It's a workout. It's designed to elevate your fitness. And I don't know about you, but, well, I don't go to the gym as much as I used to. I was a gym rat, and I got the flu over the winter and kind of fell out of habit of it. But I walk every day. In fact, sometimes I walk multiple times a day. I'm going to get back to the gym because I know I need that. I need that workout. And if I don't do that work, yeah, physically, I don't benefit. I don't benefit by not doing it. Is it always fun? No. Is it always profitable? Yes. Welch's GE workout involved multiple people from various sectors of the company. He wanted diversity, and he wanted it because he fostered this degree of combustion, and he knew that teams didn't always have that kind of combustion, existing teams. So if you took, for instance, the finance team, and if you took then maybe the HR team, and you took maybe the sales team, within those teams, okay, there may be a degree of combustion, but not like there is when you put them all together. Welch wasn't trying to create strife. He wanted to create this creative tension that is provided by various viewpoints, just differing viewpoints, diversity. Who you surround yourself with matters. Leo Battari used that for the tagline in our first podcast that we did a couple of years ago, Year of the Peer. It has transitioned to the What Anyone Can Do podcast. And the notion, it's a great line, and I love the tagline, who you surround yourself with matters, and I firmly believe it. But the notion has more ancient origins. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived, evil companionships corrupt good morals. Your mom and dad knew it. Your grandpa and your grandma, they knew it. You passed it on or tried to with your kids. Who we hang around influences us, for good or bad. Show me a person's closest friends. I will probably be able to see with a high degree of accuracy how that person lives their life. The Peer Advantage is intentionally diverse. Entrepreneurs from various industries and backgrounds and experiences provide high value. This combustion that GE fostered, this is how blind spots can be overcome. Multiple viewpoints provide combustion that it's not destructive, but it's one that behaves kind of like your car engine. well, unless your car engine is electric, it moves us forward. It accelerates us. GE workouts were conducted and held by a senior leader who was part of the workout. This person wasn't a silent observer. Rather, they were part of the process. Facilitation's critical. Group discussions, well, maybe more appropriately said, effective group discussions require effective leadership. As the chairman of the Peer Advantage, my role is to help the group form and live up to the values that are established. My role isn't to hold forth. It's not to make unilateral decisions. Instead, my role is to help keep the discussions on point and moving forward, knowing that every individual member's contributions add to create the whole. The power's in the collective, and that includes the guide, chairman, facilitator, whatever title you care to give that person, in this case, me. Now, the GE workout was about problem solving, but it was specifically about problem solving within a single corporate environment. And this is where the Peer Advantage differs dramatically from the GE model. At GE, the workout leader was empowered to quickly approve or disapprove of ideas on the spot. Speed was the key. Speed's also the key with the Peer Advantage. But since everybody at the table is running their own company, there is nobody who is going to quickly approve or disapprove of anything. The speed is in the process to help every member of the group, well, and to help the group collective, to figure it out. But each person is obligated to decide for themselves without any judgment from the group. And that safety provides an environment that fosters comfort, compassion, and commitment. I'll throw a fourth C in there. It also fosters challenge in all the best ways. At GE, the workout did not allow for taking anything under advisement. Nothing got tabled at the GE workout. Decisions were made on the spot. Well, that pressure can, in fact, it clearly did have a positive result inside GE's culture. The Peer Advantage puts pressure on something else, the truth, your truth. What's the best decision that you can make for your business, for your leadership, for your life? Well, that's not the same pressure as the pressure on what somebody else should do, because they're not you and you're not them. The pressure is on helping each member figure it out for themselves. Owning the problem is just the beginning of owning the solution. The group's aim is to help accelerate everybody's ability to figure it out. But the group's aim is not to make the decision for you. Rather, we want to help empower each other to decide for ourselves and then support each other. The Peer Advantage Workout Promise. My why is important. I want to help people grow great. I mean, why else would you have a website called growgreat.com? Growing great is possible, but it's hard. It's hard work. Worthwhile, but very difficult. It's easier and it is much more fun when others are traveling alongside us, helping us, encouraging us, challenging us, and guiding us. The gym that I go to, and I've gone to this gym for years and years, and they've got spin classes, and they've got other kinds of classes, and it's interesting to watch people. And it's also interesting to watch, sometimes I'll see a group of ladies, or I'll see a group of guys, and it'll be two, maybe three, in rare cases, four people, and they're doing circuit training. And it's just interesting to watch people in a group as opposed to people that are working out by themselves. It's very interesting. Sharing the experience, encouraging one another, helping each other, pushing each other. You know, guys are at the bench press and there's a guy spotting another guy and they're adding weight on, and you can see the guy pumping the other guy up before he lays down on his back to give it a go. And he's encouraging him. And once he gets going, he's encouraging him, come on, give me two more. That kind of encouragement is making quantum leap differences in the fitness of these people who choose to go it together instead of alone. So it is here. Sharing experiences with compassionate people who will serve and who are willing to be served. Well, that's the promised deliverable. Surrounding ourselves with people working hard to grow will help us grow. Are you a small business owner in the United States ready to grow and elevate your leadership? Are you ready to improve the people who surround you so that you can get on with being the best version of yourself, then I hope you will apply to The Peer Advantage by Bula Network today. ThePeerAdvantage.com. Or you can just go to BulaNetwork.com/apply. Bula Network, that's B-U-L-A, network.com/apply. Complete that short Google form. I'll contact you. We'll schedule a time to talk on the phone. It's step one toward a workout that will change your life. Be well, do good, grow great. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, I'll talk to you Monday. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com.